I want to do a quick update. A story we had yesterday. It was kind of an amusing story. We were talking about how the folks at the World Wrestling Entertainment, the WWE, were talking to specifically, they mentioned Michigan and Colorado, talking to gaming boards to try and find out if perhaps there was the possibility of legalized gambling on scripted events.
Mm-hmm.
As much as there's gambling on all the live events. But WWE talked about how they would use certified, you know, public accounting specialists who would know results of matches that were scripted months in advance, but the wrestlers wouldn't know until just before their matches took place. And, well, the update on the story is from Henry Williams, who is the executive director of the Michigan Gaming Control Board, who said in a statement yesterday that if the WWE wants to be included in the state's sport wagering catalog, essentially getting permission, a request must be made. Apparently no request has been made. So they can't do anything about it. Yeah.
You can't just issue a press release and say you want to do it without asking.
The MGCB said it received communications from a third party in regard to the potential of what the WWE wants to do, but apparently there's been no communication from that third party, or again from itself, from the WWE entity. So if you had thought that there could be something going on, at this time, ain't nothing going on, if I can say so grammatically incorrectly. So they still have to go through the process. Maybe they're still trying to figure out how to make it all work in order to make sure it is on the up and up. As much as we know the events are scripted, they're doing this because obviously they want to increase revenue, but also perhaps increase popularity, opening up a whole new venue of wrestling to those who might not pay much attention to it, but because they enjoy betting, maybe they do something about it. And I didn't know this. I saw this. This was a story I saw in the Detroit News. It talks about how Michigan's Gaming Control Board already has approved a number of legalized betting. Beyond the sports that we know about, obviously. But, and I'm guessing that these entities had to make some type of official request, but it is now legal in Michigan to bet on, for example, the Academy Awards.
Really?
That actually was approved last year. We talked about that because, you know, that is one of those, it's known in advance, obviously. Mm-hmm. They have, but because the accounting firms keep the privacy, you don't know about it until the envelope is open. So the Academy Awards. Also, you can bet on the American Cornhole League. You can bet on the American Ultimate Disc League. You can bet on drone racing. And it is legal in Michigan to bet on Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
Okay, I've heard of the hot dog eating contest, but I have never heard of drone racing.
Yeah, it's it's become very big.
Can you bet on the cardboard regatta?
If you'd like to make that request to the gaming control
board, just curious.
That
just kind of, you know, it's speaking of obscure betting.
feel free to make the request. Perhaps they will approve it for the next time.
I think in Clare, is it next weekend or this weekend for St. Patrick's Day? They always have the bed races. Can you bet on the bed races?
Hey, if you want to make the request, you can put silliness forth and see what the Michigan Game Control Board says. Yeah, who knew? Nathan's famous 4th of July.
Or the outhouse races. That'd be another fun.
Oh, they just had some of those at Hoyt Park a couple weeks ago.